As part of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, a Sudanese government official says her office has informally documented dozens of incidents of violence against women and children over the past year. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, Suleyma Al-Khalifa says most of the cases were reported by community leaders and some women's groups during the recent conflicts in Blue Nile, Kordofan, and Darfur. She says the lack of proper government structure since last year's coup has hurt efforts to properly document incidents. Khalifa says she could not give an exact figure, but says cases have increased significantly.
Well, we know there's cases, and we know it's true. They don't need verification, but actually, we cannot say that now. Because, you see, when things are not documented and things are not well, we were not well informed and communicated, we cannot say numbers. But we are aware there's cases, different cases of this.
Speaking during his visit to Sudan earlier this month, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, said his office has verified 19 incidents of sexual and gender-based violence. He said most attackers were police officers as they cracked down on protesters. There may be more, he said, but victims often do not come forward due to deep social stigma, lack of faith in the justice system, and fear of reprisals. Al-Khalifa says when people lose confidence in the justice system in the country, they often turn away and prefer not to report.
There's no accountability for the whole state. I cannot report this to somebody and try to get some kind of action done. And we are working in this very much difficult situation.
Hala Al-Karib heads Sudan's Office for Strategic Initiative for Women in the Horn of Africa, or SIHA. She expressed deep concern over what she termed as growing crisis against women in Sudan. Speaking to this program in Khartoum, Al-Karib says her office has documented over 20 cases of rape and other sexual violence against women in both Blue Nile and Lagawa area of West Kordofan State in recent months. She says thousands of the displaced women live in camps where they are exposed to gender-based violence.
The level of tension is very, very high, and the situation when it comes to sexual violence, the attacks against women farmers and women who are trying, to harvest and so on. It's extremely, extremely difficult at this point. So it's a growing crisis, if you add to that the situation in Darfur and what's happening there.
Al-Karib attributed the increase in gender-based violence to lack of rule of law and growing communal conflicts in the country. She called on the authorities and the international community to join to protect Sudanese women.
This is not a security process alone. This is an extremely comprehensive process that incorporates a lot of issues, including issues of access to justice, including issues of governance and control of civilians, of their own governments at the local level.
Intercommunal conflicts have been rampant in Blue Nile, Kordofan, Darfur, and Eastern Sudan since the Sudanese military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan staged a coup in October last year. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.